ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। एतत् निर्विद्यमानानां इच्छतां अकुत भयं योगिनां नृपा निर्णीतं हरेः नामा हनु कीर्तनम्। एतन्निर्विद्यमानाना इच्छतामकुतो भयम् योगिनां नृपनिर्णीतम् हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम्। एतन्निर्विद्यमानाना इच्छतामकुतो भयम् योगिनां नृपनिर्णीतम् हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम्। एतन्निर्विद्यमानानाम् इच्छतामकुतो भयम् योगिनां नृपनिर्णीतम् हरेर्नामानुकीर्तनम्। करो तो होता ही है। माता जी एतत् इट इज निर्विद्यमानानाम् ऑफ दोज हु आर कंप्लीटली फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल मटेरियल डिजायर्स इच्छताम् ऑफ दोज हु आर डिजायरस ऑफ ऑल सॉर्ट्स ऑफ मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट अकुत भयम् फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल डाउट्स एंड फियर। Yoginam, of all who are self-satisfied. Nrupa, O King, Nirnitam, decided truth. Harehe, of the Lord Shri Krishna. Nama, holy name. Anu, after someone, always. Kirtanam, chanting. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Purport. In the previous verse, the great necessity for attaining attachment to Mukunda has been accredited. There are different types of persons who desire to attain success in different varieties of pursuits. Generally, the persons who are materialists who desire to enjoy the fullest extent of material gratification. Next to them are the transcendentalists who have attained perfect knowledge about the nature of material enjoyment and thus are aloof from such an illusory way of life. More or less, they are satisfied in themselves by self-realization. Above them are the devotees of the Lord, who neither aspire to enjoy the material world, nor desire to get out of it. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord, Shri Krishna. In other words, the devotees of the Lord do not want anything on their personal account. If the Lord desires, the devotees can accept all sorts of material facilities. And if the Lord does not desire this, the devotee can leave aside all sorts of facilities, even up to the limit of salvation. Nor are they self-satisfied because they want the satisfaction of the Lord only. In this verse, Sri Sukadeva Goswami recommends the transcendental chanting of the holy name of the Lord. By offenseless chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Lord, one becomes acquainted with the transcendental form of the Lord, and then with the attributes of the Lord, and then with the transcendental nature of His pastimes, etc. Here it is mentioned that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord after hearing it from authorities. This means that hearing from authorities is the first essential. Hearing of the holy name gradually promotes one to the stage of hearing about His form, about His attributes, His pastimes, and so on, and thus the necessity of chanting of His glories develops successively. This process is recommended not only for the successful execution of devotional service, but also even for those who are materially attached. According to Sri Sukadeva Goswami, this way of attaining success is an established fact, concluded not only by Him, but also by all other previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need of further evidence. This process is recommended not only for the progressive students in different departments of ideological success, but also for those who are already successful in their achievement as fruity workers, as philosophers, as devotees of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami instructs that chanting of the holy name of the Lord should be loudly done, and it should be performed offenselessly as well, as recommended in the Padma Purana. One can deliver himself from the effects of all sins by surrendering himself unto the Lord. One can deliver himself from all offenses at the feet of the Lord by taking shelter of His holy name. But one cannot protect himself if one commits an offense at the feet of the holy name of the Lord. Such offenses are mentioned in the Padma Purana as being 10 in number. The first offense is to vilify the great devotees who have preached about the glories of the Lord. The second offense is to see the holy name of the Lord in terms of worldly distinction. The Lord is the proprietor of all the universes, and therefore He may be known in different places by different names, but that does not in any way qualify the fullness of the Lord. Any nomenclature which is meant for the Supreme Lord is as holy as the others because they are all meant for the Lord. Such holy names are as powerful as the Lord, and there is no bar for anyone in any part of the creation to chant and glorify the Lord by the particular name of the Lord as it is locally understood. They are all auspicious, and one should not distinguish such names of the Lord as material commodities. The third offense is to neglect the orders of the authorized acharyas or spiritual masters. The fourth offense is to vilify scriptures or Vedic knowledge. The fifth offense is to define the holy name of the Lord in terms of one's mundane calculation. The holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord himself, and one should understand the holy name of the Lord to be non-different from him. The sixth offense is to interpret the holy name. The Lord is not imaginary, nor is holy name. There are persons with a poor fund of knowledge who think the Lord to be an imagination of the worshipper, and therefore think his holy name to be imaginary. Such a chanter of the name of the Lord cannot achieve the desired success in the matter of chanting the holy name. The seventh offense is to commit sins intentionally on the strength of the holy name. In the scriptures it is said that one can be liberated from the effects of all sinful actions simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One who takes advantage of this transcendental method and continues to commit sins on the expectation of neutralizing the effects of sins by chanting the holy name of the Lord is the greatest offender at the feet of the holy name. Such an offender cannot purify himself by any recommended method of purification. In other words, one may be a sinful man before chanting the holy name of the Lord, but after taking shelter in the holy name of the Lord and becoming immune, one should strictly restrain oneself from committing sinful acts with a hope that this method of chanting will give him protection. The eighth offense is to consider the holy name of the Lord and his chanting method to be equal to some material auspicious activity. There are various kinds of good works for material benefits, but the holy name and his chanting are not mere auspicious holy services. Undoubtedly, the holy name is holy service, but it should never be utilized for such purposes. Since the holy name and the Lord are one and the same in the identity, one should not try to bring the holy name into the service of mankind. The idea is that the Supreme Lord is the supreme enjoyer. He is no one's servant or order supplier. Similarly, since the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord, one should not try to utilize the holy name for one's personal service. The ninth offense is to instruct those who are not interested in chanting the holy name of the Lord about the transcendental nature of the holy name. If such instruction is imparted to an unwilling audience, the act is considered to be an offense at the feet of the holy name. The tenth offense is to become uninterested in the holy name of the Lord even after hearing of the transcendental nature of the holy name. The effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord is perceived by the chanter as liberation from the conception of false egoism. False egoism is exhibited by thinking oneself to be the enjoyer of the Lord and thinking everything in the world to be meant for the enjoyment of oneself only. The whole materialistic world is moving under such false egoism of I and mine, but the factual effect of chanting the holy name is to become free from such misconceptions. Grandhraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Class ka jarut nahi hai. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Prabhupada is writing very clearly that we should not use one should not, since the holy name and the Lord are of one and the same identity, one should not try to bring the holy name into the service of the mankind. That's what we are doing. Holy name week, Vishwashanti. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. So it is described that while walking on the streets of Vrindavan, Krishna's beautiful lotus-like eyes, they were roving here and there. So even though his glances fell on the beautiful lotus faces of the gopis, you know, he is still not satisfied because he is looking to have a glimpse of his beloved Srimati Radharani amongst the gopis, which will actually quench his thirst for seeing her. So finally, looking here and there, finally his glance fell on the lotus face of Srimati Radharani. And immediately Krishna became enchanted. So he did not trust his vision. Then he was thinking that who is she? Is she the goddess of luster? Is she the goddess of beauty personified? Is she the beauty? Is she the opulence of all sweetness personified? So he's thinking, is she the lake of, beauty, the, nectar of bliss, stream of, sweetness? So who is she? So thinking like that, Krishna was enjoying. Then, so immediately he became so enchanted. And at the same time, he was afraid that he would lose the sight of Srimati Radharani. Then it is very nicely described that the red Saraswati stream of Krishna's glance, mixed with the blue Yamuna-like stream of Srimad Radharani's glance, and it combined to give the effect of the white waters of Ganges, and then it sent Krishna into the whirlpools of ecstasy. And then he became so enchanted by the falling of the glances of Srimad Radharani that it entered his heart and pierced his heart. Then all his senses became numb, and his flute fell from the his waist, and all his both his eyes became filled with the tears. Then suddenly he fell into the arms of Balramji. Then all the covered boys, they took Krishna in their arms, and promising that there will be a meeting with Srimad Radharani in the evening. So meanwhile, Srimad Radharani also is surrounded by her sakhi friends. So when her glance fell on Sri Krishna's lotus face, because she is also searching for Krishna all the time. At that time, she did not believe her eyes. Then she wanted to worship every moment of the vision, with pearls and jewels, diamonds and all. Then she wanted to always store it in her memory. So thinking like that, she also fell into ecstasy and became unconscious. And just like when a tree is cut, it falls. Just like we have seen, our peepal tree fell down like that. She just fell into the arms of the gopis. And immediately, all the gopis, Lalita Devi and all, she took charge. So when Srimad Radharani becomes unconscious, Lalita Devi knows what to do. Then immediately she started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all the gopis, like I mentioned before, because Krishna gives the pan that he eats as remnants, so all the gopis, they eat the remnants of Krishna. Because of that Mahaprasad, they become endowed with all the 64 qualities, 64 arts. So Lalita Devi, she is very expert in chanting, very melodiously. And then Vishakha, she started playing mridanga. And Tunga Vidya, she started playing her veena. Right? And so many other gopis, they started playing kartals. Right? And then this chanting of the holy name of Krishna, you know, this beautiful 16-letter mantra, when it is being chanted, the whole world became enchanted. And then it not only it made an effect on all the animals, but the holy name traveled all over the Vraj and entered into the ears of Krishna, who is being carried by his gopa friends. Right? And immediately Krishna became conscious again. Then he felt that as if Srimad Radharani's very soft limbs have touched his body. Then he became ecstatic again. Then he started chanting Hare Hare, because Hare Hare here is Srimad Radharani. Like that. So this is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, right? So when Radha and Krishna, when they become unconscious, they chant this holy names of Krishna, right? And it revives them again, like that. So so this is a description. After some time, Srimad Radharani became conscious. Then all the gopis, they pacified her, and they promised her that there'll be a meeting of with Shri Krishna again. So then Srimad Radharani got up. You know, all the gopis and all, they have arranged their hair, you know, they have arranged their cloth properly, and then in the anticipation of meeting Shri Krishna, she also started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And she was drinking the nectar, and then she is pronouncing each and every letter very carefully, and feeling the touch of Krishna and Rama. You know, her chanting produced golden effulgence all over the room, and it spread all over the Vraj. So then not only that, all over the world, like that. So that is why Srila Prabhupada said, Srimad Radharani is the greatest devotee of Krishna. You know, she is the first devotee. So that is why this holy names are so powerful that when the living entity chants the Mahamantra with an attitude of full surrender, he must accept his position as an eternal servant of Krishna and place himself at the Lord's disposal. At that time, the spiritual energy, Hare, that is Srimati Radharani, gradually reveals the Lord Krishna and infuses the devotee with the full spiritual bliss. So that is why it is said Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. So this holy names of Radha, Krishna and Rama, they were actually directly imported from Golok Vrindavan. And then those devotees who chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra attentively will take, holy names will take that person to Golok Vrindavan. Right? So it is so easy. That is why holy names of Krishna are the our first meeting point. He is the introducer. The holy name of Krishna is the one who introduces to Krishna. So that is why first we meet Krishna, then Krishna. Krishna's name, then Krishna we will meet. Right? So, the various acharyas gave various meanings to the holy names of the Lord. In Garga Samhita, it is mentioned that Krishna, right? Krishna means Ka represents Kamalakanta, the husband of goddess of fortune, right? Ra, you know, represents Rama, the supreme enjoyer. Many people asked Prabhupada, this in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this Rama represents whom? Some people, they were arguing Rohini Nandan, Balaram. Some people, they argue that Ayodhyapati Ram. You know, some people, they say Parashuram. Prabhupada said, it doesn't matter whom you think. They are all same. But at on higher levels, it is another meaning. You know, for a general public and all, that is okay. Rama means Lord Rama, or Balaram, or Parashuram. But when we make more and more advancement, we should understand that in this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Rama means the supreme enjoyer. Bhoktaram. So that is Krishna only, not Rama. Krishna only, he is Rama. I will explain. So, Ka means Kamalakanta, right? So, Ra means Lord Ram. And Sha, you know that Sha stands for Sadgunapati, means owner of all six opulences. And Na stands for Lord Nrisingadev. Na stands for Lord Nrisingadev. And A stands for Akshara, the immortal. And Ha stands for Naranarayana Rishi. In this way, these six letters combined to become the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So, Prabhupada gave this meaning from Udyoga Parva Mahabharata, that Krishna. So, in this Krish represents all attractiveness or existence, eternal existence. Na represents Chidananda, right? Na represents Chidananda. So Krishna means Sachidananda Vigraha. Krishna means Sachidananda Vigraha. And Krishna also means, you know, the all attractive, you know, all blissful. All blissful. So that is why we must understand that the most invaluable, you know, treasure of all our lives is the holy names of Krishna. The one disciple went to meet his spiritual master, and he inquired from him that, please give me the most valuable thing, you know, that is there in the existence. And the spiritual master told him to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then, so he was very happy, he was chanting. Then he saw on the bank of a river one dhobi. He was washing clothes. So while washing clothes, he is chanting Hare Krishna. So later on he saw some girls, they are making cow dung cakes. So while making cow dung cakes, they were chanting Hare Krishna. After some time, he took a rickshaw. And that rickshaw wala, he was also chanting Hare Krishna. So he was very confused. Then he said, Guru Maharaj, what kind of ultimate wealth you gave me? The dhobi wala is chanting, the rickshaw wala is chanting, the girls also are chanting. So what like that? Then he said, he gave him a very valuable jewel. He said, you show this to them. Then you tell me what is their reaction. What is their reaction? Then he went and showed it to the dhobi. Then dhobi said, ah, very nice. I will use it for, beating the cloth. Then he showed it to the girls who are making the cow dung paste. Cow dung. Ah, we can use it, to remove the cow dung cakes from the wall. Then he showed it to the rickshawala. That rickshawala saying, my feet become, very tired, and then some dry skin appears. So I can use the stone for, clearing the dry skin. Then he said, you don't know the value of this jewel. I cannot give you like that. Then he went back and told the Guru Maharaj, this is my experience. Yes, even though holy name is available to everybody, but they don't know the value. Right? They don't know the value of this holy name. Right? So that is why, even though they are chanting, but they won't get Krishna Prema. They will like that. So in the same way, we should know the value of the holy name. Then only we can sit down and chant attentively. We should know. Right? That is why, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna dances on our tongue. Right? So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the source of all offenses is inattentive chanting. If you chant attentively, we can avoid all the other 10 offenses. All the 10 offenses we can avoid by chanting attentively. When we chant inattentively, we will commit all offenses. So that is the secret. So why do we chant inattentively? Because we don't know the value of the holy name, right? So just like you invite a big man to your house, right? So he comes. Then when he arrived at your house, then you are sitting, keeping your one foot on the other, one leg on the other leg, and reading newspaper, shaking like this, and that person is waiting. So then you are not even looking at him, you are not inviting him, come, nothing, we don't, right? And that person will become feel insulted and go back. In the same way, when we are being inattentive while chanting, that means Krishna is coming here on our tongue to dance, but we are careless, so Krishna is going back. Kya kare? Are, mere ko bulaya, but he has called me, but he is not caring for me, so I am going back. Right? So all this radar japa, radar japa, observing the whole world. Then the most common japa is dive bomber japa. dive bomber japa. All of you know various kinds of chanting. Dive bomber japa. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So that is dive bomber japa. Right? Radar japa means Hare Krishna. Oh, Mayapur Mandir mein idhar jayega. Reading all notices. Then go all over the temple. All over the temple, and then observe, ye theek nahi hai, wo theek nahi hai. Ye sab radar japa, observing the whole world except unchanting. Right? Then AK-47 japa. Like that. Aur kya naam hai? Two devotees are traveling in Indrayani Express. So, I forgot the name of the devotee. So, both are, one devotee is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So, he was shaking his head like anything. The other passenger told him, it seems, kyun usko force kar raha hai, mana kar raha hai? What's the name? Welcome devotee. Chapati devotee. Anyway, he was telling like that. So all these kinds of japa, I have. I'm not commenting about. I don't want to criticize anybody, but I can give advice to young devotees, right? So according to Baldev Vidya Bhushan, one should sit and chant Hare Krishna, right? While walking, while you know, standing, or while sleeping, you cannot concentrate on the sound vibration of the holy names of the Lord. So that is why this is Baldev Vidya Bhushan in Bhagavad Gita commentary. So he gives this advice that, you know, one should sit and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then Rupa Goswami says that if you sit in front of the deities and chant in the temple room, if you sit in the temple room and chant, especially sitting in front of Tulsi Maharani, right? So one will get the benefit of 1,000 times more benefit than chanting in Vrindavan Dham. Right? So, young devotees, you know, this don't combine with exercise and chanting. Right? Sit and chant. Then evening or sometime evening, you can walk around. Or after finishing your chanting, you can walk around. Right? So, one should not speak in between the japa. Just like when you are counting the cash, you know, when you are counting the cash, somebody comes and talks to you, then you lose the count. Right? Again, you have to count back again from number one. Like that. That is the system. So while chanting, if somebody talks to you or you talk, then go back to the beginning and again start chanting. Then, you know, और आधा माला किया और फिर बीच में देखते रहते हम कब खत्म होगा. Right? We experience bliss only for 1 second. You know when? While chanting. when it is finished, one mala is finished. अरे और 15 माला बाकी है. Right? So actually a holy name should give us bliss, but it will give bliss only for 1 second when we see that end of the bead. Like that. So when we have to count again, then we will not talk. Right? Because that is a rule. But some devotees, they put some pin, you know. They pin lagata hai, udhar tak jab kiya, phir wapas start karta hai. So if we can avoid this one offense in attentive chanting, right, we can avoid all other offenses. That is why Srila Prabhupada writes in 7th Canto Bhagavatam, in one of the purport, Shravanam Kirtanam purport, that every day before chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra malas, you know, one should actually remember the glories of the holy name of the Lord. This Nivritta Tarshay Rupagiya Manad. Then Yad Uttama Shloka Gunanu Vadat. That one verse and then this verse. If you want, I'll give you. Nikila Shruti Mauli Ratnamala Dyuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ayi Mukta Kuler Upashyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Samshrayami. Said, O Harinama, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance of emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadeva. O Harinama, take complete shelter of you. So this is from Padyavali, written by Sri Rupa Goswami. So Srila Prabhupada specifically mentioned that before chanting every day, chant these two verses and pray to the holy name of the Lord that I can chant attentively, you know, so that I can avoid committing any offense like that. So, so that is why we should know the, you know, value of the holy name of the Lord. So actually it is mentioned in the Srila Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada that he quoted, Prabhupada quoted that Bhajanera Madhye Shrestha Navavida Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dare Mahashakti Tar Madhye Sarva Shrestha Nama Sankirtan Niraparade Namalaile Paya Premadhan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs to Sanatana Goswami that of all the processes of liberation, this ninefold devotional service, Navavida Bhakti, is the best. Of all that, after nine processes, the chanting of the holy name is the best. Niraparadha haile. So those who chant the names of Krishna without offense, you know, they will be bestowed with the Krishna Prema, you know, without any doubt. So Prabhupada specifically mentions in the purport that simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is received, you know, from the lips of a pure devotee, will give you the immediate result, right? Immediate result. So there are many benefits of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Right? The first one is, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that holy name of the Lord reveals the swarupa or the spiritual body of the chanter. And not only that, the holy name only reveals the, first is nama, then rupa, then guna, and then leela. Nama, rupa, guna, leela of Krishna are revealed simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Right? Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So, what is revelation of Nama? Please note it down that revelation of Nama means anybody who understands that Krishna and His holy name are non-different. Right? He is a pure chanter. Anybody who understands that Krishna and His holy name are non-different, he is considered as a pure chanter. So that is considered as a pure chanting. One who chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with this understanding that Krishna's holy name and Krishna are non-different, he is pure chanter. Right? Prabhupada says such a chanter will experience ecstasy, and such an ecstatic chanter can accept disciples all over the world. Right? Where did Prabhupada write this? Chaitanya Chaitamrita Adilila 7th chapter. Right? So on a regular basis, read this chapter. You know, on a regular basis, one should read this chapter. And then on a regular basis, one should read Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu purport. So that, you know, we are very forgetful by nature. So it enthuses us. Right? Then Rupa, right? All these mantras, they have Shabdam, Rupam and Tantra. Yantra, you know, that is a Gopal Yantra is there. Lakshmi, Shri Chakra, you know, the Yantra means chakras. You know, all these, in the Shri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they establish Gopal Yantra, you know. And then Shri Chakra, Gopal, you know, all this. So all the mantras, they have this Shabdam, Rupam and Yantram. So when we chant attentively, and then Krishna's form will appear in our heart. Right? Krishna's form will appear in our heart. And then Nama, Rupa, and then His wonderful qualities will manifest in our heart. Right? So all those 64 qualities, you know, given in Bhaktirasam Sindhu, right? So we should read them on a regular basis. Right? So that we can remember then all the qualities. Then your heart will become, after some time, Vrindavan, Leelasthan. Because Krishna will start performing pastimes like that. So that is why Bilvamangal Thakur said that because he understood that he was walking and a small boy, covered by, you know, is carrying Bilvamangal Thakur to Vrindavan. Then he understood that he is none other than Gopal. So he wanted to catch him. But Krishna freed himself, you know, from the catching of Bilvamangal Thakur and then ran away. Right? And then Bilvamangal Thakur challenged, okay, I am an old man, you are a young boy, you are capable of, freeing yourself from my clutches. But I challenge you, I caught you in my heart. I arrested you in my heart. I challenge you, to go away from my heart. So this is the power of hearing the holy names of Krishna and then hearing Srimad Bhagavatam also. Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Paramo Nirma Sharanam Satam. Vedyam Vastavam Atravastu Shivadam Tapatraya Unmulanam. So Vishnu Jagatakur says, anybody who hears the holy names of Krishna attentively, and anybody who hears Srimad Bhagavatam, avaruddhyate means Krishna enters his heart and becomes arrested permanently. Krishna becomes arrested permanently. So Krishna means prema. Without prema, no Krishna. Sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti. In the sadhana bhakti, Vishnu you will get service and all. Without prema, no Krishna, no Radha Krishna. So Vishnu Thakur says that anybody who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, anybody who reads Bhagavatam, who hears Bhagavatam, Krishna prema will appear in his heart, and then Krishna will come and becomes arrested permanently and performs all his leelas in your heart. Right? That is why, a pure devotee means he is the carrier of Govinda everywhere. He is carrying Govinda in his heart all the time. Like that. So, then our Swarupa also will be revealed, Siddhadeha. That is why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemned this artificial giving of process of giving Siddha Pranali Mantra and all to those who are still on bodily platform. Right? Some we see in Vrindavan, some devotees, they wear sadis and all, they put lipstick and all, they think that they are sakis. Right? But this kind of process is condemned by. So by chanting the holy name attentively, that Swarupa will be revealed in the heart. Right? So like that. Prabhupada, many times, he told this. You chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and your life will become sublime. Right? So you know what is the meaning of sublime? Many people, they think that some subtle sense, some meaning and all that. But Prabhupada made them print a card, in the bold letters. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Prabhupada told, print boldly, in bold letters, and then write this sentence, your life will become sublime. What is meant by sublime? Sublime means awe-inspiring, lofty, exalted, glorious, magnificent, superb, noble. So, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, our life will become awe-inspiring. right? And then it will become lofty, it will become magnificent, it will become exalted. Right? Exalted. Even if you chant Hare Krishna and put tilak, even the American consulate officers, they become, you know, become enchanted by your face. Then they will give you visa. You are Hare Krishna. Like that. Right? It happened to me like that, you know. Hare Krishna. Take, you know. You are Hare Krishna. Take it. Hare, itna aasani se mil gaya. Like that. Once in San Francisco, we went to Fisherman's Wharf. One devotee took me in 2004. So there is a, you know, the, in Singapore or somewhere, London, Madame Tussaud kuch exhibition hota hai, you know, London. So in Fisherman's Wharf also, they had this exhibition. I asked how much, you know, then he said $50. So India, you know, when we go to India, if you are settled there in America, it is okay. But Indians, when we go there, अरे मैं प्यासा रह जाता था पानी. $1 means 75 rupees. 75 rupees 1 liter bottle. नहीं मंदिर जाके पी लेगा ऐसा. Even if you have dollar in your pocket, you don't want to spend, you know. So $50 means कितना, you know. That time 50 rupees, that, you know, 2,500 rupees. 2,500 rupees, kyo, you know, why to spend? And that man said, you are Hare Krishna? Yeah, yeah. Cool. he said, yeah, Lord. You know? Yeah, in 2005, I think, when I went to Los Angeles airport, at that time, because of this 2/11, 9/11, the airport security was very tight and all. And then one devotee came to drop me off. Said, Prabhuji, don't take this, don't take that. They will check you, you're this and that. As soon as you saw me, na, he left me. Hare Krishna, go. You know, like that. So, that guy, I told, you know, I said, they didn't check me. Why did you frighten me like that? Then he was shocked. Really? Like that. Everywhere you go, they will respect you. If you are chanting Hare Krishna. Everywhere, right? Policemen on the street, everywhere. Because, right? That is Prabhupada's blessings on us. Then, magnificent, superb, noble, like that. And then, holy name of the Lord destroys all sins. Right? So, Prabhupada commented, in the 6th canto Bhagavatam, there is a long note he wrote at the end of the, I think, 2nd chapter of 6th canto. Prabhupada wrote a long note. So in that beautifully, Prabhupada explains that when Ajamila chanted the name of Narayana, first time when he named his son, that time only all his sins were destroyed. That time only all his sins were destroyed. Then he continued to chant Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Right? So that is why it is very fortunate to take birth in South India. You know? Like my name is, previous name was Shivaram. And my cousin's name also was Shivaram. Right? So everybody was calling Shivaram, Shivaram, Shivaram. Right? So everybody is getting delivered. Right? So, then, see, I committed so many sinful activities. Why it is like that? So, Prabhupada explains that after that, whatever names he chanted, Narayana, Narayana, it gave him bhakti. It gave him bhakti. But the question arises, if he had given him bhakti, why he did not become free from sins? Because he kept on going to prostitutes, he kept on drinking alcohol, he kept on looting people. So there is a secret. The holy name of the Lord, Krishna,
does not manifest its immediate results, you know, purposefully, because, you know, he, Krishna only created all this karma yoga, karma kanda, jnana yoga, jnana kanda, all these upasana kanda. If somebody sees that simply by chanting Narayana, even his son's name, he became completely delivered, became a pure devotee and started dancing in, you know, then all other process, they will be destroyed. Nobody will follow karma kanda, nobody will follow like that. But that effect is there. It will do its work. You know, all of us, you know. So that is why Lord Krishna says in the Garuda Purana, anybody who chanted Hari even once, right? Hari even once, his journey back home to Godhead has started. That's it. Anybody chants, that's why Prabhupada said, all Indians are pure devotees. Because everybody chants Krishna's name. Right? Like that. So, then, at the time of death, then because of this committing sinful activities and all, his bhakti became little reduced. That is why he had to chant that Narayana at the time of death. And that name actually delivered. Right? That name actually delivered like that. So, there are so many things. So, Nama destroys all sins. Then, all those, it is said here that Eta Nirvidyamananam, Ichata Makuto Bhayam, Yoginam Nupaninitam, Harinaman Kirtanam. So, those people who want liberation, you know, they the holy name. So what is the difference between mantra and holy name? Anybody?
Mantra can maybe a specific, in a specific way, either written or chanted. But a holy name, as in the purport also Prabhupada writes, it can.
Anybody? No, please know the difference. Otherwise, how will you chant the holy name? Right? So mantra, like Gayatri mantra, Taraka mantra. You know what is Taraka mantra? Ramnam is Taraka mantra. Right? They are called Taraka mantras. Right? So this holy name of Rama will give you only liberation. Right? Will give you only liberation. But the the mantra of Krishna, these mantras, they give only liberation. But the holy name of Krishna will give Krishna Prema. So those who want liberation, they can chant. Then the holy name gives everlasting wealth. Right? So somebody who has got the holy name of Krishna, you know, he has got all the wealth. You know, it's like Rupa Goswami says, just like miserly people, they keep on counting every day cash. They keep counting cash every day. Like that, my dear Lord, let me also count your holy names every day, all the time. Because that is the only wealth I have got. Right? So if you have the holy name of Krishna, you have all the wealth. Right? There is no need. Like that. And then, the holy name is the greatest source of nectar. Right? Greatest source of nectar. Like, when Rupa Goswami, he was staying in Haridas Thakur's kutir, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that place, and then he saw, you know, one post-it, you know, one beautifully written verse, with beautiful handwriting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, when he read this verse, he went into ecstasy, he went into raptures, you know. Then he embraced Rupa Goswami, said, "No, how did you write this verse?" When Mahaprabhu showed this verse to Ramanand Rai said, "I have heard the glories of the holy name. So many verses are written about the glories of the holy name, but this is the best of all." Right? Tunde eta andavani ratim vitanute tunda avali labde karna krodha kadambini gatayate karna budhe spruham cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim no jane janitakiyat bir amritai krishneti varnadvai. So when this I don't know what nectar is kept in this two syllables Krishna, that when this name Krishna enters the heart, my ears, I feel that I need, when it chanted, I need millions of the tongues. When it enters ears, I feel like having millions of ears. When it enters my heart, it dances on my lotus of my heart. I don't know what nectar is there, like that. This is only theoretical for us. All this Krishna sweetness, sweet pastimes and all these 10th canto pastimes and all. So Vishnu Thakur says, this is the secret. Maya sakta manaparta yogam yunjan madashrayaha asamshayam samagramam yatajnasi tashtunu. It is said that maya sakta manaparta. So Vishnu Thakur says that till the time we reach asakti stage, this Krishna's holy name and Krishna's pastimes are only jnana. Jnana. But when we reach asakti stage, then we will start experiencing the madhurya, sweetness of Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's holy name. So we should reach, now people like me, we are in an anartha nivritti stage. So once we cross this anartha nivritti stage, then slowly, the taste, ruchi and all will come, nishtha, ruchi, then asakti, like that. So till the time we keep on hearing the holy name, so it will take time. Like according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, after we take initiation from Sadguru, one lifetime offensive chanting, next life Namabhasa chanting, third life Shuddha Nama, then go back to Godhead. Then there is one more beautiful verse. When somebody, you know, visits Hare Krishna Mandir and joins Bhagavad Gita course or yoga retreat or something, right? I wife preaches, they preach, please chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, so and so benefits and all. And that person, he decides to chant Hare Krishna. Right? He decides to chant Hare Krishna. Then what happens to that person? Vepante duritani moha mahima sammohanam alambate, you know, satankam naka nirajit ranjitam kalayati Sri Chitragupta kriti sanandam madhuparka sambruti vidhav vedai karoti udyamam vaktum nimami taveshyur abhilashate, you know, brumaha kim anyat param. Abhilashate means he decides to chant. He has developed a desire to chant. The same thing was written by Sri Vishnu Chakra Thakur, that anybody who desires to read Bhagavatam, he will get Krishna prema. Those devotees who cannot read because they have no taste, at least today, every day morning, get up and say, "Today I want to read Bhagavatam," and then he will get Krishna prema. It is so powerful, right? Like that. So,
someone desires to chant the holy name, since trembles in fear, right? Since tremble in fear. And then moha, you know, the illusion, she will faint. Maya Devi will faint. And then Chitragupta, he becomes frightened, Are Babre. Then immediately, you know, he will choose you. What is your name? Huh? Abhishek. Immediately, you will, you know, Abhishek has come and he has decided to chant the holy name. And immediately, Chitragupta, he has a supercomputer. Right? He will go, what is that button? Control? Control here, right? For selecting. Control A, right? Select for selecting, control A. मैं तो कंप्यूटर बंद ही कर दिया मैंने. Control A के पास जाएगा, then he will select the name of Abhishek. Then all the, on one side, all the pious activities. On the other side, all sins. He will select both pious activities and sins also. Then he will go directly and delete. You know, delete. Then there, you know, Brahma is thinking, Are Bapre, Abhishek has started, not started, as you know, decided to chant. You know, he'll be going through my planet, so I have to offer Padya, Argya, Achaman, and Madhuparka. He will keep it ready. Are when he, this is the power of. Chanting the holy names of Krishna. Anyway, time is so I will all these 10 offenses are there. 10 offenses are there. According to Vishwanatha Chakur Thakur, first offense and seventh offense, they are very dangerous. Right? They are very dangerous. So all other offenses we can counteract, you know, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra continuously, constantly. Right? So according to Vishnu Purana, this, if you chant inattentively, all the names, all the sins get destroyed. Right? When you chant attentively, then you will get Krishna. Right? So this first offense and the seventh offense, according to Vishnu Chakra Thakur, what is the seventh offense? Committing sins on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. So it will without giving punishment, some punishment one has to suffer, then only it will get nullified, right? So that is why both the offenses, suppose I offend some devotee, now I cannot go and secretly and beg forgiveness. Right? Suppose I commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Right? No. First is I should call all the assembly of Vaishnavas. Or some devotees at least. Right? So according to Mahabharata, the first thing is repentance. Second step is confess to the spiritual master. No, I should go to the spiritual master and tell that I have committed such a sin. I have committed such a aparad. Then, but there is no prayaschitta. For a devotee, no prayaschitta. Right? Continue to chant. Like that. But these first two steps, one has to do that. So same thing, like that. One should go to the devotee and beg forgiveness. If the devotee did not forgive, you should not become angry. Are kaisa bhav kata hai? I beg forgiveness. I told apology, na? No. Still, you should feel repentance. Then one should go to Vrindavan and then constantly chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. After some time, the sin will be, that aparad will be nullified. Like that. The same thing with the seventh offense. Like that. But some suffering will be given those who commit these two offenses. That is where small offenses, you know, that is where Prabhupada said, never miss Guru Puja. Never miss Guru Puja. Right? Prabhupada told Bada Haridas Prabhupada, whatever you may do, every day come for a Guru Puja. So every day he used to come when he used to stay outside. Like that, Prabhupada said, if you come and attend Guru Puja, offer flowers to Prabhupada. Right? Chota mota, all offenses become nullified. And then every day come for Mangala Arati. And, you know, when we say Pancha Kalpataru Bhyascha, you know, many of the offenses get nullified. Except major offense which is committed out of envy. Right? Out of envy. Like that. So that is why, how to avoid offenses? How to avoid offenses? Some more points. Why do we criticize devotees? Why do we criticize devotees? Because of envy. Why we become envious? Sense gratification. Very good. Right? So in 7th canto Bhagavatam, 15th chapter, Narada Muni gave all this. So how to give up lust? Very good. How to give up anger? How to give up anger? By giving up enviousness. And then by forgiving. No? First canto, Bhishma Dev says, by forgiving, Prabhupada says. And then seventh canto, by giving up envy. How to give up greed? Daan deke. By discussing about the disadvantages of accumulating wealth. Right? So how do we give up pride? By serving the Mahat. And then how do we give up moha? By reading second chapter Bhagavad Gita, right? Prabhupada, right? If you understand second chapter Bhagavad Gita, we can give up moha and lamentation. Moha and lamentation. Shoka and moha we can give up by reading second chapter Bhagavad Gita. So that is reading scriptures, right? So how do we give up enviousness? By giving sense enjoyment. By giving up sense enjoyment. How do we give up fear? By discussing about the absolute truth. Like that. So we commit offense because we are envious. So Adveshta Sarvabhutana Maitraha Karuneyavacha Nirmamo Nirahankara Samadukka Sukakshami Santushta Satatam Yogi Yatatma Dudanishya Mayarpita Manobuddhir Yomad Bhakta Samipriyaha. These 8 verses, they are actually Bhakta Astakam. Bhakta Astakam. You know, Krishna is telling. You know, many people they say, Mama, don't be judgmental. Right? They keep saying, you know, nowadays children, Mama, don't be judgmental. Alright, Krishna is judgmental, everybody is judgmental. So Krishna is judging. If you are like this, then only you will be dear to me. Otherwise, okay, you know, you are there. Like that. So first word is Advaishta. So in this regard, Advaishta means a devotee is not envious of that person who is envious of him. Even though a person is troubling a devotee out of envy, still, that devotee is not envious of that person who is envious of him. Rather, he avoids to be offended, because he thinks that if I am offended, Krishna will punish him and then he will undergo trouble. So that is the standard of a Advaita Sarvabhutana. So what? So we should not be envious of a person who is troubling us. So what to speak of? Be envious of some exalted devotee. Right? So in conclusion, I will tell that it doesn't matter somebody is chanting mechanically or non-mechanically. It doesn't matter. Simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, because according to Sri Swami, Srila Prabhupada quoted in 6th Canto Bhagavatam, that anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, as soon as somebody chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, whether we are attentive or not, Krishna becomes attentive. Then immediately notes down our name. Said, oh my God, this person has chanted my name. Now I became obliged. I have to protect him. So he becomes indebted. That's why it is said, when Draupadi Devi, she chanted Govinda, and immediately she has purchased me. I became eternally indebted to her. Like that. You know, this, especially this Govinda name is very, very important. Right? So, the, you know, like that. So, Krishna becomes obliged. One who chanted the name of Hare Krishna. Then slowly, slowly he will... Prabhupada says, even if you have committed some offenses, Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the result only will be delayed. But the benefits are not, you know, destroyed. Like that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Anybody has any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving nice class. In this sloka, there is one word that those who are materially desirous, they also can chant the holy name. But in the purport, Prabhupada writes that we should not like give holy name for the benefit of humankind or any man.
Yeah, those who chant, Bhakti, those who chant offensively, they will get wealth. Those who want Rupavati Bharya and then Bangla and Juhu Beach, America Visa, you know, then they can chant offensively. Those who chant offensively, they will get all this. Right? If Krishna likes you, he will give a beautiful wife, and then Bangla and Juhu Beach, and then American visa, everything. Nice job. Null. If Krishna loves you, he will take away everything. How many of you want Krishna likes you? You want American visa? Why you are saying? If Krishna loves you, you will take away everything. Be ready. Post bhi lelega. So that is. So somebody wants liberation, that also they will get. But it's not the highest thing.
From our side, should we tell them to chant or not, if they are materially desirous?
Condemned, you know. If you are going to get Krishna Prema, why you want liberation? Liberation also we don't want. Right? Shastis, many times I told, no, there is a 84 crores Vrajamandal Parikrama. Near Bharatpur, the 84 Mandal Parikrama ends, Bharatpur. You know, 84 Mandal Parikrama? If Krishna stands beyond Bharatpur and says that I want to give you darshan, come. No, I don't want. Come here. Andar aao har darshan. We don't want Krishna outside Vraj.
That's our standard.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. So, just like devotees, they devise various kinds of ways to make people chant. Somehow or other, if they utter the holy name, their life will become, they will be fortunate and they will acquire that credit. So in preaching, we think of numerous ways, because as technological advancement is growing more and more and people becoming more and more degraded, so we cannot go and directly tell them, you chant this mantra and you'll get love of Godhead. Somehow or other, because he'll reject it, so somehow or other we make him chant. Even if he does not take the book, okay, say Hare Krishna. And we hear so many pastimes of non-Hindus who out of envy or out of anger, they chant Hare Krishna. So then we glorify that, oh, he has chanted name, so he'll be benefited. So similarly, just like you said that we are engaging the holy name in the service of mankind by this World Holy Name Festival. Because entire world, even if they, out of jokingly, if they chant once Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so 700 crore people are chanting Hare Krishna, will that not spread the glories of holy name and give us more opportunity to preach and spread the name of ISKCON, Prabhupada and everything?
Other day, Chakravarti Prabhu mentioned in the class that in 1896 or somewhere, there was a plague broke out, right? And then all these Babajis, they have chanted in the areas and the holy name. The plague went away. But Prabhupada cautioned, don't use the holy name. It is Namaprad for this kind of material purposes. So it is up to you, how you will, how you want to follow Prabhupada's, you want to follow Prabhupada's highest standard or you want to compromise, right? So Prabhupada said that why you want to follow yogasana, why you want to practice yogasanas? For good health? Yogasanas are meant for getting Krishna, super soul realization. If you want good health, do some walking and do some exercises. But, so that is the Prabhupada standard. So in the same Advaishta Sarvabhutanam, so Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur writes, Drudha Nishchaya means, whatever problems a devotee may face, mental or physical, any problem, he will never follow Ashtanga Yoga. You know, this pranayama is part of Ashtanga Yoga, right? So this is our highest standard. But the devotees, they are practicing asanas and all. So it's a, right? There is nothing wrong in that, but that is the standard of the acharyas. So you want to follow or that highest standard or you want to compromise? So that is...
I have one doubt.
So, when did Prabhupada chant? When Prabhupada was having high fever once, then Prabhupada mentioned, Banasura, subduing Banasura, there is Narayana Jvara mantra is there. So if you chant that Narayana Jvara, the fever will go away, Prabhupada said. Then when devotees wanted to chant Narayana Jvara, no, don't chant. It is Namaprat. Don't use Nam for curing me. Like that. So that is, like that. So Prabhupada never used, Hare Krishna Mahamantra for Vishwa Shanti and all. once Prabhupada, one lady, Prabhupada was in Mayapur. Then one lady, some yogini, Mata, she was doing a conference, she was holding a Vishwa Shanti Sabha. Then she called all the religious people. Like that. You heard this, Pastor? And then she came to meet Prabhupada in Mayapur. Then Prabhupada, then she said, we are doing for Vishwa Shanti, world peace, this conference and all. Please come. Prabhupada told her, suppose you go to the toilet, how much ever scent you put, do you think it will good, nice fragrance will come? Then she was aghast. Then said, like that, whatever you may do, there will be no Shanti in this world. Get lost, I don't want to come. There she went, ran away. Like that, Like,
Narasimha Chaturdasi day, they did a big havan in Mayapur. Corona, Corona jao, Corona jao. Corona Mayapur mein aa gaya, idhar bhi aa gaya. Right? So we should not do all these things. This is my understanding. If somebody wants to do it, there is no loss. Because offensive chanting, offenseless chanting, Shuddha Naam. I'm clear?
Just one doubt, Prabhuji. So this we know that we do not have to engage holy name in the...
Then why we should do it?
But internally
because
we know
that... don't have faith. Prabhupada, did Prabhupada teach yogasanas? Now ISKCON people in America, they have this, they teach yogasanas. I will tell the name. Kunjabihari Prabhu, I think. You know, he is teaching, he is preaching in Detroit. Very big preacher. Fantastic preacher. Very nice devotee. So I met him in New York. So he told me personally that, you know, Prabhuji, for 1 year I risked my brahmacharya. Then I was wearing karmi clothes and was teaching yogasanas to both men and women. You know, thinking that they will improve and all. You know, they will improve and all. Then by mistake I took them to, New Vrindavan. The moment they came to know that I am Hare Krishna, they all stopped coming. Then I have realized this, you know, all these yogasanas and all is a waste. You know, if you have to preach, Prabhupada never all this, you know, did all these things. Like that. So no compromise. Vishnu Prabhupada never compromised. He made so many devotees, right? So Prabhupada, even though Vishnachakra Thakur and all, you know, they have allowed, even Rupa Goswami allowed demigod worship. Right? Vinayak. But Prabhupada said, don't do any deity worship. If anybody wants Krishna Prema, they should not do demigod worship. Right? So I have seen in Los Angeles temple, they were doing Abhishek of Linga on Shivratri day. And then they have, swipe machine for donation. And on Durga Puja, they do in ISKCON temples. What? That means they have no faith in Lakshmipati. Right? We say something and then by our actions we exhibit our shraddha, faith. We should not do all these things.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for your class. So you explained in your class about the ecstatic chanter. He can accept disciples from all over the world, yeah, any part of the world. So within ISKCON, Guru Gobind Maharaj also write one book. In that book he mentioned that Jonal Acharya, many things he wrote it. So my question is that how is that a ecstatic chanter we have to recognize who is that person and how is he accept disciples from all over the world? Please elaborate a little bit about it.
It is ecstatic chanter means he doesn't do any, if you see, can you suppose if I want to record your 24 hour activities, will you agree? Sometimes, you know, in the meetings, sometime back when meetings used to happen, that particular devotee has to blaspheme one devotee. We used to record, you know, the entire proceedings. He would say, put pass. If you see Prabhupada's activities, 24 hours, you know, he was They were recording. You know, he has no private, a pure devotee has no private life. Private life is non-different from public life. He is always engaged in the service of Krishna. So you can always record. Like that. Somebody, if you see, if somebody is chanting, if somebody is engaged 24 hours in Krishna's service, that means he is an ecstatic chanter. So you cannot know. So you, Gaur Govind Maharaj only says that you chant sincerely the holy name and then Krishna will provide you the spiritual master. You chant. The holy name is Chintamani. He will, holy name will give everything. Even the spiritual master. Because without the spiritual master, you cannot go back to Godhead. So, how do we recognize? I am incapable. So, chant Hare Krishna sincerely. You know, Tyagaraj Swami, South India, very Vagyaikar. So, he chanted so many lakhs of holy names of Rama. Then Rama appeared and said, what do you want? He said, I want Narada Muni as my spiritual master. Then Tyagaraja Swami learned Sangeeta Saraswati. Narada Muni, he is the finest exponent of music. He learned directly from Saraswati Devi. So Narada Muni, you know, taught Tyagaraja Swami. Then he composed all these bhajans, you know, Tyagaraja Kritis. It's all Ramkatha. You know, they say it is another Ramayan. And then his favorite devotee was Prahlad Maharaj. Then all his bhajans, 7th Canto Bhagavatam. Then in the end, Rama appeared and said, you take sannyas. You know, then he took sannyas, then he got like that. So, you know, this is the way of, you know, obtaining a spiritual. You read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is there. That if you are sincere, Krishna, if there is no pure devotee in the world, Krishna will become your spiritual master. Is there? Krishna told Gop Kumar that I tried so much, you know, to get you back. You are so adamant. That's why I became your guru. Then gave you the Gopal mantra. So Krishna is very kind. If you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you will get tears. That how Krishna is so merciful. That, he is crying for us. Loving search for a last friend. You know, there is one article based on Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Loving search for a last friend. Krishna cries and cries for all of us. You know, even though 3/4 of living entities, they live in Golok Vrindavan. But Krishna is crying for each and every one of us. When you will come back? When you will come back? And then Krishna keeps making plans to get us back. So just show little sincerity. Krishna will make all arrangements. You know, bona fide spiritual master, temples, you know, Bhagavatam, everything he will arrange. Satisfied? Thank you very much. Bahut der ho gaya. Gali denge. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Some devotees have sent some messages.